Well, where's my music at?
With our computers over here today, the stupid Ustream. We're trying to get that up and running. I had to restart the computer. It says out of memory on line 41, whatever that's supposed to mean. Anyhow, this is Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Sidekick Steve and Buddy Boo. And it's July 1st. Did you light a firecracker, Steve?
No, not today, but we are tomorrow.
Are you going to light? Tomorrow's only the 2nd. You starting early?
Yeah, starting early tomorrow. Actually, we're going down to the lake, a bunch of us going down to the lake on Sunday. It should be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of fireworks there.
Yeah, that'll be on the 4th, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of fun down there. We bring a lot of hot rods and enjoy ourselves and have all kinds of crazy food and just, you know, have a nice time.
Did you get your fire back?
Did I get my car back?
Yeah, you loaned it to your brother, he said.
Yeah, I got it back. He cleaned it. He waxed it. He cleaned the engine. He did all kinds of wonderful things just because I lent it to him. It was very nice.
You should loan it to him. He wants to borrow one of my cars, then. I'll let him loan it to you know.
Yeah, he did a beautiful job. He did was very, very nice. It was great. Filled it up with gas.
Really nice. I'll let him borrow all my cars. Gas prices the way they are.
Yeah.
Oh, a car.
I know.
So what have you been doing all week, anyway?
I've been doing a lot of energy work, Fred. The energy in my hands are opening up a lot more, so I specifically worked on a client today that's very advanced, and she felt a lot of energy coming from my hand, and I can breathe air through my hand, and she could feel it on her hand and in her third eye. So there's a lot going on with my hands right now, and that's what I'm focusing on. So it's a lot of fun for me, Fred. Well, you know, I keep on growing all the time, so I just want to see where this is taking me.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting.
It's really great, Fred.
Huh?
It's really great. You know, you keep on moving forward. It's just, it's fantastic all the time.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah?
We made a solid gold, ankh. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and it had a platinum bridge on it with 21, you know, diamonds on it. And these diamonds were bigger than the ones on the bridge of the normal receptor.
Really?
Yeah. And there's 21 of them. And then there's one big one in the middle.
Yeah.
And the big one on the middle, and I took it out in the sun, right? And I have my regular receptor with, you know, it's got a bridge on it. And
right.
I don't know, 28 diamonds in it. And it's they're nice, but I mean, that thing will blind you in the sun. It just generates so much energy that you can't look at it in direct sunlight. It'll blind you. It's brighter than the sun. It amplifies the sun in its configuration.
Right.
And then it'll blind you.
So you made one in solid gold. Now, is that for you or is that for a client?
That's for a client.
Wow.
So I took a picture of it. I haven't put it on the website yet because we're redoing our website. But we will be, you'll be a picture on the website in the sun. But, I mean, you really don't catch it on a camera like you do.
Right.
And then I made another one. I'm making one right now. It's being made solid platinum with extra bright diamonds on it for Wesley. So that one should be done next week, too. He ordered one of them. He wanted one.
Right.
Great luck with the other ones that he's got.
Yeah.
Now I really want one. Now that I've seen them, I want a gold one with a platinum bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, are they pretty. God, they're beautiful.
I imagine.
You know, even for me, you know, goldie, $1,200 an ounce now.
Wow.
It was, what, $1,500 or
$1,600? Oh. So Wesley ordered one in platinum, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out here in California. He's working on a movie right now. So
oh, is he?
I'll come over and get it next week when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be really interesting to see it.
Yeah.
This will be the first solid, you know, him in platinum.
Right.
He loves platinum. I love it, too. But he's a martial artist, and he works out, you know, so he can handle it.
Well, he's one of the top of the world, anyhow, so he's
one of the top martial
really
artists.
Knows his stuff, yeah.
So now what I'm going to do is I've got the Ustream back up again. I'm going to try to get this show on the air.
Okay.
But who knows? This time it recognizes my password. No, my name, but it doesn't recognize my password.
Huh.
I don't know. I've been watching these eagles on YouTube.
Right.
Did you watch those yet, the ones on Catalina?
No, I haven't, Fred. I haven't had time. I've been busier than busy.
And so I couldn't get these, find these eagle nests for a long time. Now I try to put my own show on. I can't do it. I don't know. Yeah, now it's going to go, finally.
Hopefully.
I had to restart the computer. Have you got your computer on?
Yes, I'm looking at your face, but it's going different faces at different times. So,
yeah, it's got the wrong camera now. I got to get the right camera on here. Okay, now we should be starting. And now we should start to record. Now it's going. What a pain in the butt. I think Ustream ought to get it together a little bit more. They put all these stupid ads on here, but they can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't make the thing function 2 days in a row. So how do you like the oil spill?
That's sort of crazy. I, you know, something tells me that something really happened. I think there's something's political with this. There's just something that's not right.
Yeah.
It's just a big hole in the ground. It should not be a big hole in the ground, period.
Yeah, well, then they tap it, and then they knocked it off again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now can you see me?
No, I can't, Fred.
Why not? That's broadcasting.
Well, it's not broadcasting over here. I mean, it might be broadcasting. If anybody wants to call in, let us know if you can see him. That would be great.
I can tell how many people are watching right now. I get a readout on that.
Okay.
A bunch of them are watching now, but why aren't you watching?
Well, I'm watching. I'm waiting for it to open up, and it's just not doing anything. I just hit Ustream.
Yeah, just go to the Fred Bell Show.
Well, I got that, Fred.
Yeah, and then go to live. It should work then. And you should also be able to get your own show, and I can watch you.
That would be nice.
I'm going to fire up the dragster lights while you get on line here. This is what Steve and I used to do. We get up to the line there. There the lights go. Christmas tree. Where's Gringos? And when you cross the eyes down there, the red goes on. Boink. There we go. Isn't that cool? You didn't get to see it, huh?
No. Fred, I can't get you. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to tell you. You go to live shows and then type in the Fred Bell Show.
Yeah, hold on.
It's called The Fred Bell Show.
Yeah.
A buddy's watching you. He can do it.
I bet.
He's got more to say than both of us.
Yeah. Well, let me take it over here. I see I'm on Paradigm here. I'm right on the Dr. Fred Bell Show.
No, it's not Paradigm. It's the Fred Bell Show.
The Fred Bell Show. Hold on.
It has nothing to do with Paradigm.
All right.
Now I'm looking at BBS now to see if how he's got that on there. You have to go to station one.
Let me see here.
If that
BBS.
Works.
Yes, BBS. Here we go, BBS.
Yes, try BBS. Well, that's not working either. Oh, now it is, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's working on BBS. I have to fool around with it. So that goes back to Ustream.
Yeah. Hold on.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Never been this bad before. It's always been real simple.
Yeah.
Even Buddy's pissed off. Yeah, click on it. And it's not very bright. You click on it on BBS, it doesn't play there. It goes to Ustream.
Yeah.
So you got two generations of degradation to go through
Ustream.
Before you can watch the stupid, crazy show.
Boy, this is
organized either.
This whole thing is really. All right.
And now it's starting to work on BBS. No, still isn't.
Okay.
How funny. Oh, well, really funny.
Yeah.
Doesn't work on BBS. Takes you to Ustream every time. But now
okay.
It's going, I think. Yeah, now it's working on BBS.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a rocket scientist to figure all this out, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not synchronized at all, but that's okay.
All right.
I don't know if you can hear it. Let me see if you can hear it.
BBS radio.
Yeah, it's working. It's synchronized with my voice. It's just it's running. There's a delay. Buddy's just having a ball watching himself, though, aren't you, Buddy?
Really?
You see him now?
No, I'm typing in BBS radio right now.
I go to station one, which I don't. It just went off now.
See?
BBS. Now it goes off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cuts out on BBS.
Yeah.
And they click on it, it goes to Ustream. How Mickey Mouse is that?
That's pretty Mickey Mouse. I got YouTube. Well,
yeah.
Let me try Ustream.
Yeah, the audience loves to watch our technical problems here.
Yeah.
Got a lot of viewers. Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, we're, you know, the... we've got some clients that, and you can call in. You know, you guys that are out there watching the show, call me up during the day when I'm working at something. If you want to talk for half an hour, now's the time to do it, because that's what this show is for. But anyway, I've got a couple of clients. That cut out again. On BBS, it just keeps cutting out. Ustream, it'll stay going, but BBS just cuts out.
Okay.
Anyway, we got some clients that are being attacked now by the satellite, satellite transmissions that I wrote about in my book.
Yeah.
And remember, what's his name? That one doctor that I've been talking to? He has 2,000.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
patients. Yes.
Patients, and he's a medical doctor, but he's back in Texas. But yeah, he's back in Austin.
Right.
For both and Jesse James and everybody.
Right.
Everybody's moving to Austin. Man. So anyway, it's real interesting how the star orb works with this. And this woman is definitely getting really hard.
Uh-huh.
A very grounded person. She's not one of these airhead space cadets that we sometimes have.
Right.
Doesn't really have anything going on other than they need to be locked up somewhere. This lady's genuinely grounded and put a star orb in her. She's in a medium-sized apartment.
Uh-huh.
And she put a star orb in it. And she said the star orb knocked out the satellite for a little while.
Right.
And then it came back. It knocked it out in part of her it knocked out a part of her apartment, and part of it didn't.
Right.
So what I figured is that on her, they're using two beams.
Wow.
Two beams, okay. Well, they usually use two anyway, and then these are, like 1, 2, 3, 4 gigahertz beams. You know, billion cycles per second.
Right.
And then they use an audio component. There's a big thing on a History Channel 2 days ago where they were demonstrating some of this stuff. You know, there's a company down here in San Diego that I wrote about down the road that has an audio box. And that audio box has lights on it. And you can blind somebody with the lights, and then you start turning up the audio. First, it's like a loudspeaker, you know, like Surrender of Pirates on the Ship or something, and then...
Right.
Yeah, that's what pirates do. You got pirate birds. And so, anyway, then it goes up to a higher pitch, and it screams, and it's directional, and people put their hands over their ears, or in their...
Right.
It's so bright. That's the audio version.
Wow.
Well, the radio frequency version...
Right.
Is the one that we deal with mostly.
Right.
When she looked, put one of the star orbs up, she redirected or stopped that one beam.
Right.
But it wouldn't cover her apartment. And normally a star orb would cover, you know, a one bedroom, say, 1,000 foot, 1,200 square foot apartment.
Right.
Medium-sized apartment. You know, small one being 700, 800, and a large one about 2,400, that kind of thing. So she came down here, and she had to drive. She's serious. She drove all the way from Los Angeles, clear down here, which is 100 miles.
Right.
It's the first star orb. She ordered a second one.
Right.
And she put the second one. I told her, put it, hey, don't like that. I told her to put the second one in the other side of her, You know, one may be in the kitchen, one way off in the bedroom somewhere.
Right.
So she did that, and she says it still didn't cut it all the way out. So then she came down here and got a red flamethrower.
Uh-huh.
And they aren't cheap. I mean, this woman's spending some serious money here when you start buying flamethrowers.
Right.
She put the flamethrower up, and it stopped it. It killed it dead.
Yeah, I was going to say... I haven't had any trouble with that at all. My flamethrowers seem to be working pretty good. I haven't had any reason to be attacked with this flamethrower. I got one in my office and one at home, and they seem to cut out any kind of negative energy at all.
Yeah.
Now, I just lost you. I was on the air with you, and I just lost you. There we go.
Where are you on, Ustream or on BBS Radio?
BBS Radio.
Yeah, it's,
but I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. So we're doing okay.
I'm right here. Yeah. There's another thing that's going on. Mine's frozen. That's going on. Flash player that we use, Adobe Flash Player. That's still playing on Ustream through BBS Radio.
Right.
But BBS Radio's frozen. See, we got 241 connections already on Ustream.
Wow.
142. We're going to have a big show today.
That's great.
So anyway, there's this Flash Player. I'll be watching the Eagle cams. If you guys want to watch that, it's on... it's on the Catalina Two Harbor Eagle Cam, and number 6 and number 4, male and female eagles. And we've been watching them since they were eggs, basically.
Right.
The Flash Player thing cuts out and messes up everything. It does it all the time. Now, I don't know if this new program, because I'm using Vista, and I'm not sure if the new program...
I'm seeing you now on Ustream.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a mess. I don't know if it's the program or what. So I downloaded another Adobe. I took it out of the both computers that I use. It takes two computers to do this show.
Uh-huh.
And so I downloaded it. A newer version of it, and it still doesn't work right. And on BBS Radio, it's just coming and going. It's having real problems over there.
BBS.
They lose their viewers, and it picks up and goes down.
BBS Radio, it just switched automatically to Ustream. So,
it just doesn't work very good.
He
needs to fix that. I'm going to have to call him after the show and tell him they got a problem. They should have left it over there on the front because it never screwed up, but the way it is now, it's not working. People that are smart enough to go there, they'll go to Ustream.
Yeah. These flamethrowers are very powerful, Fred. Very, very powerful.
Yeah, some of the people aren't familiar with what they are, but what they are is a device that's about, I should go get one and show it on the air. I will do that next time.
Okay.
They're about,
it's about 4 feet long, about 4 feet by 4 feet.
Let's say they're 3 feet. They're 3 feet by 3 feet. Yeah.
Is it 3 feet by 3 feet? Because I got one hanging in my other. Maybe it looks bigger because it's hanging up.
3 feet by 3 feet, and it looks like an X. And it's got a pyramid. It's got a pyramid, several pyramid.
Several pyramids, right.
Sections. And what happens is, with a pyramid, when you deal with radiation, and you configure these things, I'm showing a pyramid on the air here. When you put these things together and radiation hits them, it covers the wavelength of gigahertz are very small.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll get trapped. This will act like this area in here will act like a waveguide, and it will trap the signal. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So signal is then blocked. And the signal, when it's trapped, it gets blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is we have... you know, a whole bunch of these things in an X, like looks like a X sort of like. And inside that, where the center of it is, we have another device that looks like a receptor that sticks out that generates a scalar wave into the room. So it's actually feeding a harmonious frequency that your DNA can handle, and it's being fed by microwaves. And then we have on the center of it, four different coils. There's four different coils wound around it. I think on my website, Pyradyne.com. Is there any pictures over there of that or not? Because we're going to put some up if there aren't any. But anyway, these coils have capacitors across them. In other words, each coil is connected to another coil from with a capacitor, which forms a tank circuit, which then has a diode on it and an neon light. Mm-hmm. And if the radiation gets too high, the neon light becomes what's called a relaxation oscillator and starts to glow. And then when that happens, you know you're getting a lot of radiation and you need to get some shielding around you. This thing's not working anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just, when the light goes on, you're in trouble. But most of the time, the light doesn't go on. So it negates everything. And then we sell them as a set of four normally. So you got a red one, a black one, a green one, and a blue one. Mm-hmm. And each one faces one of the four cardinal directions, which then allows you to be protected in a complete circle.
Mm-hmm.
The very first set that we sold to a licensed medical professional was in Connecticut. It was about a week after 9/11, about the time they started the freight. The air freight came back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when the guy received it, he wasn't home, but his wife was home. And they're pretty good-sized boxes. These boxes, when they're boxed up, their boxes are 4.5 feet by 4.5, you know, by 4 feet by 4 feet by a foot wide. It's a big box.
Right.
And so what happened was, when the guy got it, the sheriff showed up. And wanted to know why her husband was buying flamethrowers, because he bought four of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the energy of these things. So she told him she didn't know what they were. Come back, and she's not going to open them. They're sitting there in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till her husband gets back from work at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. So he comes back, and the sheriff comes over again to want to ask him this time, why are you buying flamethrowers? And he opened the box up and showed him one. He says, well, they're not flamethrowers like the military uses. These are, you know, he'd call them a sculpting device.
Yeah.
That's how he, but it was real interesting because it was right after 9/11. They're doing their job, and just the mere mention of them has power.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of fun with these flamethrowers, I'll tell you. And but they're not the kind of military uses. those kind are little. Those are the kind you want to actually douse the satellite with. It's beaming you.
You know what's fun, Fred? I've been taking the flamethrower off the wall, and aiming it towards the feet, and the energy actually goes up. One foot comes down the other. It's really wild. It works very, very well. Well, I take the flamethrower, and I hold it right to the center and put it against the left foot, and it actually goes up the left foot through the head, through the shoulders, and comes down through the right foot. It's wild.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff. And people feel it, Fred. I mean, they actually feel it. It's really wild. It's a lot of fun to use.
Yeah. You have the white one. The white one we made for you and one of my other clients. And that white one, I don't have one here. You guys got them all. It takes about a month to build one. They're pretty complex. There's a lot of, you can't build these things on the assembly line. There's a lot of wiring
and
coil winding and odd angles and all kinds of weird stuff to build one.
Yeah.
But, I never have one. I've got one here now. I've got a green one, and I think I got a blue one here somewhere. I definitely have a black one, and it's up and running in the garage out there.
Right. I got a black one I use in my massage room.
Yeah.
And the white one I use in the meditation room. But I think come Monday or even Sunday, I'm going to take the white one and put it opposite of the black one and see what happens.
Yeah, you might be sucked into a black hole or something.
Who knows? It seems to be very powerful. I haven't had them together, but it might be a lot of fun to use.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Those of you, I'm just going to re-announce the show here. Those of you that have just tuned in, you're watching Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, feeding directly from bbsradio.com, which starts on Thursdays at 5 o'clock and goes till 6 o'clock. And Steve Barish is back in Rochester, New York. He's the co-host. You can hear his voice. And then, of course, Buddy Boo is right here. We have two birds that co-host with us. They're a pair of eclectus, but the female, ever since she laid a few eggs, hasn't. I think she went into retirement. She doesn't want to do the show anymore. She just bites me if I try to get her to do the show. You don't need to get a bite. A buddy, he loves it. And if you go over to YouTube, you'll see, you type in Buddy, B-U-D-Y, Boo, B-O-O, you'll see Buddy singing. He does actual after-hours concerts and stuff. He's pretty good.
He's really beautiful. I mean, he's got green. He's green and has red. He's really beautiful.
Yeah, let me put the flashlight on him here. Light him up a little. Come on, buddy. The green bird. Look at that.
Oh, just gorgeous.
He's a show-off, aren't you, baby? He's a big show-off. If you hear a squawk in the background, that's his mate, Bellaboo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's down there. She's griping because she's not on the show.
Is she as big as he is, Fred?
No. The Salmon Island, the Eclectus, is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Eclectus directly from Australia, which is just south of there, is about bigger. I think her size averages 13 inches, and a female, and then the bigger ones on the Australian one, they're like 14 to 15 inches, so they're a couple inches bigger. And then this one here, the male, he is about 14 inches, right? You're about 14. And the bigger ones are about 16 inches.
Wow.
But the male is they're probably the best bonding bird there is. I've got African grays. I've had cockatoos. I've got a blue and gold, which is about 3 feet long. It's a big bird. They're just great birds.
Yeah.
So, the Eclectus becomes one of the family. They're not locked up. They have a cage they go in at night, and it's very large.
Mm-hmm.
None of my birds, by the way, are locked up. I don't lock up birds. They have cages, and the doors are open. You know,
they are open.
Always open. And they always poop in their cages. They got sawdust in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And they all talk. And they're just like the family, but they never leave. The African gray stays on its cage. It'll jump off in the kitchen once in a while, and the blue and gold, I put it outside. It's probably jumped off. It's out of its house maybe once in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Eclectus, they aren't like that. They have little ladders, and they go in and out of their cages, and they come over. You know, if I'm sitting at the breakfast bar, they'll climb up and come over and eat with you. You know, but you gotta be careful not to feed them really junk foods like sugar. They have to have mostly fresh fruit. They're not seed eaters like the African gray is a seed eater and the blue and gold macaw is a seed eater. You feed seeds to a Eclectus, it'll lose its beauty. It'll get sick. You got to give it fresh fruit every day.
Right.
So it's really cute. And so they come over, and the female is very, very tidy. She doesn't slop the place up. She just eats a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. He, on the other hand, is a real slob. To put the food out on a paper plate, you know, up on the table. He'll come up while she's eating, you know, and grab the damn plate and flip it over. Put the food all over the place, what he does. He's a mischievous little boy, you know, he's a male. One day I was having a bowl of oatmeal. He came over and flipped it.
Did he really?
Yeah. He stuck his beak in it and he didn't want any, so he flipped it. I give him a little spanking. I give him a little pat on the butt and said, no. He looked at me like, Dad, why can't I flip your oatmeal on the floor? So, I mean, they're just like little kids, like three-year-olds, and you really you have to watch them. I mean, they're fine if you're not around. They don't chew up the food, the wood, and all that kind of stuff. But they really like to be around people. And then when you go somewhere in the house, they'll follow you to a certain point. We have stairways. So they can't go up those, you know, so they'll come up to where the edge of the stairs are if we go into another
stair. Right.
And then, of course, the other thing they both like is the pyramid over the bed. They will come in the morning, and that pyramid's 10 feet, you know, wide.
Yes, yes.
And you sleep it, and it stops all the radiation. We're the largest pyramid makers in the world at Pyradyne.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is on top of the pyramid is a gold capstone, and top of a 10-foot pyramid is about 7 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll climb up the edge of the pyramid, and they're slippery because they're all chrome-plated. You know, they're beautifully done in chrome and gold, mm-hmm. real gold. So they'll go halfway up the pyramid, and then they'll slide back down again.
That's
just
funny.
Skating. And they'll do that for a little while. They'll go up the pyramid, and then they'll slide down, and then go up the pyramid and slide. And pretty soon
right.
they get tired of that, so then they don't do that. So then they go up, and they get on top of the capstone, and then they climb up on, we have an orb up on top of the
right.
stone, is one of our pyramid orbs, with a crystal hanging in it. So they climb up to the very top of the orb, and they reach down and they play with the crystal.
Uh-huh.
They love pyramids.
Yeah.
And cats love them, too. I got a lot of cat owners that have them, and the cats always sleep in them. The dogs kind of like them. Some dogs, my dog had a dog that was a vegetarian. He always slept in one, but the meat-eating dogs don't relate to them. They like the receptors, though.
Mm-hmm.
Receptors. We put a lot of receptors on dogs over
Do
the
you?
Years. Yeah. Because people spend more money on their animal than they will their own self, you know, when it comes to
How's
health.
That? It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. It's got to be really amazing. I've got a dog that comes in with her master, and I'm going to try my receptor on him. And if he likes it, I think we're going to get him a receptor.
Yeah. Well, I told you the story about my friends up in the it's the name. There's an Indian reservation up there in this place. Anyway, they have one of those St. Bernards, you know,
mm-hmm.
a big St. Bernard, like the kind with a whiskey flask on the bottom of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like around the neck.
Right.
So that dog is getting old. Now, the big thing with raising dogs, people don't understand, is that they get cholesterol problems and they get heart problems because they eat meat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, a dog will eat vegetables. A dog will eat fruit. But you got to kind of introduce it to them when they're young. Once they get
yeah.
hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is dogs, after they're 13, 14 years old, they kidney failure, liver failure, heart.
Right.
Yeah, that
right.
happens. And people, because they don't know how to take care of them. If you give your dog vitamin E in its water and antioxidants, you can definitely double the life of a dog. My dog was over 25 years old when I gave it away in Laguna Beach.
Wow.
The houses built up around in our neighborhood, and so where my dog was a free-range dog became a criminal. They started arresting it, so I have to go down to the dog pound and bail my dog out. This was getting to be happening twice
mm-hmm.
a week, and they said if they kept arresting my dog, they were going to arrest me for leaving
mm-hmm.
the dog out. So I felt bad, and I was traveling a lot, so I didn't have time to walk the dog every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My yard wasn't all that big there. Here, out here, it would be fine. So I gave it to this lady, and it was 25 years old when I gave it to the lady.
Wow.
It was a vegetarian. It was part Cocker Spaniel and part Terrier. It was black. And it was about, probably 27, 28, 30 inches long and probably 17 or so inches tall. That's about the size.
Right.
And it wasn't overweight or anything. It was, had lots of energy. The dog's name was Robbie. And they lived. I had a pyramid in the backyard. And
mm-hmm.
and the dog lived in that pyramid in the backyard. It
right.
In there, and it ate soup and cereal and salad. It would eat anything. But I never needed any meat because I was a vegetarian then.
Right.
And so as a result, that lady that bought it, I mean, bought it, but had it, who I gave it to, a couple years later, I asked one of my friends, have you seen Robbie? And because he lived down the hill where this lady lived. And he says, yeah, this lady walks him every morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive. This is back a long time ago. You know,
that's incredible.
So anyway, this particular dog up in Arizona, in White Mountains, that's where it is, in White Mountains. It started developing. It was getting old. And it was developing some heart issues and some other things. So, you know, the lady that owned it, bought a silver receptor. I think it had a sapphire in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a silver receptor with a sapphire in it is what we use for people with heart issues, because it helps the body give off HDL cholesterol, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and therefore it starts the arteries flowing again. And so as a result of that, it had a receptor on. And it wore it probably for 6 months, and then I went up there to do a seminar. And when I got up there, we had a break time, right? So it's a big house, and we were doing a seminar in the house, in a big living room, great big giant room. And so I'm outside at the bottom of the porch, you know, sitting there in the mountains in summertime. And the dog comes over, and I start petting it, right? And the dog is just wagging its tail, and, you know.
Right.
So I need a lick bath from the dog, so I wouldn't let it give me any licking, but it would have. And so I patted on the back, you know, because dogs love to be petted on the back.
Right.
And I patted it on the front legs, under the front legs and the breast there, and it liked that.
Right.
And I start petting it on the neck. Well, I never heard this dog growl before, ever, you know, or even bark, for that matter.
Right.
As soon as I got my hand near that receptor, I got a pretty damn good growl out of it. It started really, I mean, it was going like, rrr. And then when I got real close to the receptor, it goes, rrr. I figured the dog was going to bite me. Yeah, you could not get near the receptor. The dog would not let you touch it. You could touch that dog anywhere on its body, and it would like it. It wouldn't say a word, but you got near that receptor, and that was the darndest thing I ever saw in my life.
Right,
Those of you that wonder what a receptor is, this is what they look like. Many, almost 800 listeners today. Watch it. That's what
that's beautiful.
Yeah, if you go to Pyradyne, PYRADYNE.com, or type in my name in the search engine, Dr. Fred Bell, you can learn all about the receptors.
Hmm.
And what they do is they remove radiation from your body, especially cell phones, and they also change your DNA structure around so your body reproduces cells quicker and easier. And the way they do this is they are electronic wave traps, and they have a frequency generator built in. They generate the DNA frequencies across the 300 to 400 megahertz region of the DNA and the replication. So what happens is when you wear them, your energy level goes up a lot more. And I have patents on them. Then we have a larger version that you wear around your neck. And then we have, it's called a projector, which projects, works on some levels. And then we have a great big device that you don't wear. Looks like this. And that is a projector amplifier. Steve Barish back there is a massage therapist. And what's your, give your phone number out so people can call you.
585-746-8321. I got three of those babies on my wall.
These are very powerful. And he has a lot of celebrity clients in that. And how long have you been using these things anyway?
I got them at the inception. I had put them up, I think, as soon as you had gotten them out. I bought four of them and put them up on the wall, and the first thing I had was a ball of white light right in the center of my room. That was quite powerful, Fred.
Yeah, you had more experiences than I have. But everybody that's got into this technology, and I've written books on it. One book, my most recent book is Inside Track. And it's a complete history of science and how it became deadly on the watch of the One World Order and how to sidestep their activities. That's this book.
Yeah.
And it's selling very well. And then I have another book over here to order from us. I've got a sale going on. You can get them at half price if you order them. Called Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light. This book has everything about... Jim Czar, by the way, does the artwork. He's out of Palos Verdes. He's a world-famous artist. He's got stuff in the White House and everything else. He starts out with all about pyramids and health, and then it goes into... Hey, come on now. It goes into vital energy, And I used to be a rocket scientist, so it goes into the ethers, powers, and crystals. And in the back, I put in a whole bunch of stuff about UFO propulsion systems and how the B-1 mm-hmm. bomber goes supersonic, or the B-2 bomber, mm-hmm. rather. And, mm-hmm. and there's some, hey, come on, we don't need that right now. There's a reverse engineering vehicle from Area 51. I used to work out by Area 51, so I'm familiar with this stuff. It's a pretty interesting book. So we got a lot of new viewers tonight, so I just share that with them. And if you type my name, Dr. Fred Bell, in the search engine, this hat, by the way, I worked at Lockheed Skunk Works for a while. That's our logo, the registered trademark of Lockheed.
Really?
On the internet, on DBS Radio, you'll see the paper. When I resigned from there, I had to surrender my clearance. I have all that posted up on the internet so you can see what I had to, what would happen to me if I hadn't surrendered my clearance. Certain things I talk about for like 20 years afterwards.
Yeah.
Now we talk about anything, you know, it doesn't really matter.
I think the beautiful part about the about those big units is that the energy that comes out of those in a room, Fred, I've seen light come out of all the pyramids. It's very, very interesting. It almost becomes alive, Fred.
I'm
talking about all four of them. And there is a light that comes into the center of the room. It's pure white light. It's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
I'm pretty well sure that protects the room, Fred.
Oh, you know, I got a second. I'm going to go in the other room just for 1 second. I'm going to bring something out because people will get a kick out of this.
He'll be right back, folks. Just give him a second.
I'm back. Okay. This is dated March 16th, 2010, from Kobe, Martins, Olson, and Bear. These are my patent attorneys.
Mm.
And this is the patent on the projector, which I just showed you.
Gotcha.
And we had his patent number, dog, 611,874. So it's 611,874.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the actual patent for this.
Yeah.
This thing here. And in here, of course, when you do a patent, and it took 2 years to get it, you get a big fancy thing like that. The receptor has also got a patent on it, too.
Right, right.
And there's the drawings we had to submit for it. But this is the funny part that I'm leading up to. See, there's the drawing. Okay, what happened was the lady at the patent office didn't want to grant the patent and call it a projector. I wanted to call it a projector. Evidently, they had one of these back there and the drawing. Evidently, she had a piece of the patent office. Now, this is back in March of this year. She had an experience, an out of body or some kind of an experience with this projector.
Mm-hmm.
So she called. Oh yeah, I'm serious. She calls up the. She calls up the. My attorney, you know,
mm-hmm.
Michael Giuliana is my attorney, and says I'm not going to allow a patent to go on this unless you change the name. Well, they've never had, this is the largest patent firm in the United States, and
right.
Patent office call them up and tell them they're changing the name, and she won't say why she's going to change it. But I said, okay, so Michael asked her, what are you going to change the name to? And the patent office lady says, I want her name's on here, I'm going to call this the light display device. Yeah. And there it is. You can see it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Light display device. Because she saw light coming out of it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, and so Giuliani calls me back up, Michael does, and I said, they want to call it the light display device. Do you have a problem with that? And I said, absolutely not. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's an absolutely cool title.
Mm-hmm. And so this stuff's got its own life. You know, we don't even know how it all works, but we know it does. And that's,
well, it does work, and it's so amazing because I use them all the time, Fred.
Yeah.
And those things actually, I think they really do have a life of their own. I really, really do. Because
yeah,
I've seen light coming out.
They have a life, that's for sure. And you know, you've used them, I've used them, and
mm-hmm.
we get new clients every day using them, and
yep.
So it's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty.
I think it's great stuff, Fred.
Yeah. Okay, we only got 1 minute left, and I hate to close the show down with over 1,000 viewers, but it's going to be 2,000 here in a minute, but we're going to close the show down because we ran out of time on BBS radio time. So our number is 1-800-729-2603, and you can reach us there for more information. And if you're overseas, because we have a lot of overseas people, it's 499-2603. I got too many numbers in my head.
Yeah.
949-999-2603. That works in the U.S. It works overseas. Canada can use the 800 number. Put your phone number out once more, and then we got to get off the air.
Sure, it's 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to help you with any questions.
Yeah, Steve will answer your questions anytime you want. And it's time to roll the show. So I got to close down the BBS thing so I can put the sign-off music on here. We won't be able to do that. But I'll tell you, these computers are really working great today. Couldn't work any worse, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that run the Explorer, it won't shut down. The darnest thing I've ever seen.
Mm.
It's just absolutely, this Vista program, I don't know what they're doing it. I guess our show's getting too popular. We're getting jammed or something, you know. I cannot shut the BBS radio off. It won't go. Won't shut down so I can play the music. Otherwise, it's going to feed back. Amazing, huh?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been acting up all night. The whole computer froze.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Oh, it's going again. So anyway, this has been a real interesting day. A real interesting show with my frozen computer here, which doesn't allow you to hear. Maybe I could get it to go this way. Buddy likes to sing at the end of the show. He'll sing for you, but I got to get the darn computer to work. Whoa, man! What's going on, Buddy Boo? It's frozen. There it is. Let's try this. Try this thing, see if that works. If anything works. There we go. Maybe it's playing now. Is it playing? Oh. There we go. At Sea of Love, after a bunch of technical problems here. That's our band. We have a band called Voyager. I'm going to drop the line, Steve. I'll continue on Ustream. You can stay on there, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to drop this line. Oh, that love.